Good morning and welcome to our worship on this, the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. We're coming to you from Trinity Lutheran Church at 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence, Kansas. Our recording team today are Aidan Hall and Megan McCoy on the organ. Sandy Cooper is our lector. Bill Mitchell is our assisting minister. Jim Cooper is our cantor. And Kevin Boatwright is our sound engineer. We join together in confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. We keep silence for personal reflection and self-examination. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and we do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join together in our gathering hymn, Evangelical Lutheran Worship 848, Give to Our God Immortal Praise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. We join together in the Glory to God, Evangelical Lutheran Worship, page 139.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, raise your throne in our hearts. Created by you, let us live in your image. Created for you, let us act for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 1 through 7. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that you may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. God's glory among the nations, and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor to the holy name. Bring offerings and enter the courts of the Lord.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy at your coming, O Lord, for you come to judge the earth.
You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth.
Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
The second reading is from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of these regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We join now in the Gospel Acclamation, ELW, page 142. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And then Jesus said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" And they answered, "The emperor's." And then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And when they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, amen. There's one word that is heard more often in human history than any other, and the word is taxes. From the familiar, there are two certainties in life, death and taxes, attributed to Ben Franklin, to countless other comments about taxes, the variety and content being endless, but I've collected a few. If you make any money, the government shoves you in a creek once a year with it in your pockets, and all that don't get wet you can keep. For those of you who'd like guessing games, who do you suppose said that? It was Will Rogers. And Ronald Reagan said, "The taxpayer, that's someone who works for the federal government but doesn't have to take the civil service examination." America is the land of taxation that was founded to avoid taxation. That's from Lawrence Peter. And one of my all-time favorites as a kid, Arthur Godfrey, said, "I'm proud to pay taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I could be just as proud for half the money. And H.L. Mencken, acerbic, unquestionably there is progress. The average American now pays out twice as much in taxes as he formerly got in wages. And from today's gospel lesson, tell us then, what do you think, say the wily Pharisees? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? And then Jesus says, show me the coin used for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And then Jesus said to them, whose head is this and whose title? And the Pharisees answered, the emperor's. And then Jesus said to them, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Matthew then writes, when the Pharisees heard this, they were amazed. You know, the church, I think, has been getting this lesson wrong for a long time, because it's not about the separation of churches in church and state. It's not about dividing the world into two neat little categories, the world and religion. This is about Jesus once again turning the tables on the Pharisees and turning their world upside down, just as Jesus is turning our world upside down. Jesus knows what they want, and the answer he gives is most probably the answer they would have given to the same question. In the face of struggles of daily life, in the face of working and paying taxes, Jesus attempts to get the people of his day and us to think not about death and taxes and dividing the world into neat little categories, but rather Jesus is asking us to enter into the kingdom of God right now, in this moment, in this place. All of the lessons over the last few weeks have been about the kingdom of God. This is about God turning the world upside down. This is about making real the music of the psalmist who says, sing to the Lord a new song, and sing to the Lord, all the whole earth. Sing a song of life. I really hate taxes. I hate the process of paying taxes. Tax forms paralyze me. I was audited 7 times in 7 years. I have footprints from tax auditors permanently embedded on my back. I was on a first-name basis with an auditor in Kansas City after I moved there in 1981. I had boxes of receipts and endless reams of paper justifying my tax return, which I did myself. How stupid can anyone be? And the auditor smiled the sly smile of authority and denied me every one of my deductions. When I was a pastor at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, there was a retired IRS, good heavens, field agent, who sat in the third row on the left-hand side of the sanctuary every Sunday. I was convinced that Al Muff, now deceased, was still working for the IRS and that he was a spy for them, looking somehow and some way to catch me in some kind of error. There's an anonymous quote about the IRS that I believe with all my heart and soul because it applies to me, and it goes like this. Did you ever notice that when you put the words the and IRS together, it spells theirs? The author is unknown. Taxes and the paying of taxes have always been a hot topic. We're in the midst of an election cycle, and you can't hear a political ad from either party that doesn't talk about taxes. And it doesn't make any difference if you're Christian or Jewish, young or old, Buddhist or Hindu, ancient or modern, Muslim. We all think we are paying too much in tax and not having enough money for ourselves. The very word taxes will ensure an endless debate, overpaying or not paying, what tax money is used for and not used for, Why do we have to pay taxes in the first place? The same debate took place in Jesus' time. In the midst of the debate, Jesus says, live in the kingdom of God. In fact, Jesus says, be the kingdom of God. And being in the kingdom of God is not rocket science. It is living life that cares about people more than we care about whether or not we pay taxes. It is living a life that is more involved in the celebration of and the appreciation of life than it is in constantly working and arguing about the things that are not about love or relationships or people. We argue about all of the things in the kingdom that aren't important. We argue about stuff and things. And here in the midst of this, Jesus is saying, hey, folks, remember to give to God the things that are God's. So what are the things in our lives that make sense for us to say this belongs to the government and this belongs to God? Could you go home today and label everything in your house? This belongs to God. This belongs to me. This belongs to the government. Where would you put your labels? And upon what would you put those labels? If we are honest, we give to God the things that are God's. If we are really honest about doing that, everything belongs to God. There's nothing left. Our conversation really is about our arrogance. What is important in our lives is not what we think we own, but that God in God's infinite mercy and grace owns us. What does obedience to God and not the tax code look like? What kind of life would you live if everything you did in your life put God, the cross, the power of the Spirit at the center of your life rather than on the edges where you pay taxes? When we live lives with God at the center, we live out our baptismal DNA. God is in us. God is with us. And with God, we are empowered to live compassionate and mercy-filled lives. Give God what is God's. It makes a difference. It makes a difference in you. Yesterday, I was fiddling around with Facebook. What else can you do with Facebook except fiddle around with it, because there's all kinds of things, both silly and serious. And I came across a scene from Paris where a bunch of actors and singers did one of those flash presentations. And the presentation they did was Elton John's Circle of Life. And that's what's really at the heart and soul of what we ought to be involved in, because that's the kind of stuff of which the kingdom of God is made. I want you to hear just a few of those words. From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there's more to be seen than can ever be seen. There's more to do than can ever be done. Some say eat or be eaten. Some say live and let live. But all are agreed as they join the stampede, you should never take more than you give. In the circle of life, it's the wheel of fortune. It's the leap of faith. It's the band of hope, till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle of life. Some of us fall by the wayside, and some of us soar to the stars, and some of us sail through our troubles, and some have to live with the scars. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. in the circle of life. It's the wheel of fortune. It's the leap of faith. It's the band of hope till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle of life. And when we in the kingdom of God live and celebrate explosively the gift of life we've been given, when we stand between taxes and government and all of the other things that are thrust upon us every day, when we stand in the circle of life, we stand in the grace of God, and we love each other, and we care for each other, and we find that in the giving, we receive life. Amen. Now we join together in our hymn of the day, ELW 713, O God of Every Nation.
And now we join together to read the Apostles' Creed on Evangelistic Lutheran Worship, page 105. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With confidence in grace and mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Gracious God, You call us by name and invite us to share your good news. Send your Holy Spirit among preachers, missionaries, and evangelists. We give thanks for the witness of your servant Luke, the evangelist, whom the church commemorates today. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of praise, the heavens and all creation declare your salvation. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the whole universe show forth your goodness. Raise up devoted stewards of all that you have made. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of all, may your word of justice sound forth in every place. Restore divided nations and communities with reconciling truth. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of light, we pray for those living with pain, illness, isolation, grief, anger, or doubt. Join their voices in a new song, assuring them that you call them each by name. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is
great. God of truth, you show no partiality. May your spirit guide the work of justices, magistrates, court officials, and all vocations of the law, that your promise of restoration may be known. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy
is great. Living God, as you raised Jesus from the dead, so raise up those who have died in you. We give thanks for their witness, confident of your rescuing welcome for all. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Listen as we call on you, God, and enfold in your loving arms all of the for those whom we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
At this point in our liturgy, we pause and exchange for each other, or exchange with each other, the peace of Christ. In a world that is suddenly thrust into all kinds of chaos, where our divisions seem greater than our expressions of unity, where brothers and sisters are on different sides of so many issues, where our streets are filled with people expressing grievances, we need an extra measure of your peace. So today, as we exchange the peace with each other, think of all of the worries in which our world needs the healing peace and presence of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you always. We join now in singing our offering hymn, Evangelical Lutheran Worship 679, For the Fruit of All Creation.
Thank you.
Having sung an offering hymn, I would remind you and express my sincere thanks for you as you have continued to celebrate Trinity Lutheran Church with your gifts and offerings and all of the many ministries that Trinity continues in the midst of our pandemic. In the next few days, you will be receiving a stewardship packet in the mail, and I would invite you to look at it, consider it carefully, and next Sunday morning, we will have a stewardship minute as part of our worship to help us hear and understand what the grace of God means to us so that we might give that grace to others. And now we join together in the great thanksgiving as we begin our communion liturgy. And I would remind you that if you're at home, please find some bread, some grape juice, some wine. For a little later on, we'll share those gifts with each other as we say those words, take and eat and take and drink. We join in the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath, and for those gifts we praise you. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. And for that great blessing, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for your dear Son, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, and with us now, giving us the gifts that enable us to celebrate life. And for this, we thank you, O Lord. And so at this time, with all of the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn as we sing together, Holy, Holy, Holy. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, when the meal was finished, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. So on this day, as we receive the bread of heaven and partake of the cup of salvation, we are bold to know once again the real presence of our Lord and Savior. And as we prepare to receive, we pray, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. This bread and this wine are God's very precious gifts for each of us, for we are God's people, and all people are welcome. We join together in Lamb of God on page 146. We join together now in our communion hymn, Evangelical Lutheran Worship 480, O Bread of Life from Heaven. As soon as I'm done doing, having people take a deed, take a drink, then you can do the... Oh. And now, as you take some bread, hear the words and repeat them. Take and eat the body of Christ. And now the cup. Hear the words and repeat them. Take and drink the blood of Christ.
We give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us with food beyond compare, the body and blood of Christ. Lead us from this place, nourished and forgiven, into your beloved vineyard to wipe away the tears of all who hunger and thirst. Guided by the example of the same Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And now the benediction. Mothering God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and lead us into the way of truth and into the blessed celebration of life. Amen. We join together in our sending hymn, and we will sing four verses of Evangelical Lutheran Worship 831, The God of Abraham Prays.
Thank you.
Go in peace, remember the poor. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.